Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's on about soldier shoes. We can't wait to hear yours. I feel that. I dig it. I dig it. I'ma tell you right. The reason why it's called. From the one to the two, to the three, to the four. I don't really need to know. I bring it to your live like it's live. You dig?
Buckle up.
To the one. They know my.
In the word,
Tennessee.
Keep your eyes wide.
To infinity. Amen.
Good morning, actually. Also, should say good afternoon, too, to each and every last one of you from the north, south, west, and east. Tune in to the Hymnal Law Show of West Pensacola Street, live on Blog Talk Radio this morning with me, Victor Williams, your host. All the way from the Hawaiian / tropical / what else? kind of like what? Somebody help me. Vacation spot resorters, Tallahassee, Florida. This place where tons of people are coming just to see what it looks like. I think they end up, just curious about this place. Rumor has it. And then they end up stuck. That's what most people's testimony has been. It's hard to leave. So that's where I'm coming from. It's my hometown, excuse me. And I am formally inviting you all to call in while on this segment is I at area code 515-605-9789 and share what has happened most influentially to you today thus far. It could either be from the morning or here at the top, just about the top of the hour, 11 minutes past the hour. This Thursday afternoon, I think. Don't hold me to that because I get caught up. I get caught up with 12 a.m. being the time when the next day happens. It's a point at which 24 hours has made its rotation. But many people, and I too am one that is guilty of such, still consider, I suppose because it's dark, that it's still nighttime, right? And actually it's the top of the next day, it's morning. So when I'm up late or I'm up early, you know, the 1, 2 a.m., 3 a.m. hour, we may still think that it's nighttime, and then we forget if it's Friday, and it was Thursday, like 10 p.m., 11 p.m., and then it's 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning. It's no longer Thursday, it's Friday, but we still think it's nighttime, so we still are on the pace of a Thursday, which is what happens to me then. You might experience the kind of memory lapse I kind of go through in a sane kind of way. And then not to mention, you know, it really is still nighttime on the other side of the globe. You know, I think they're in the p.m. hours, maybe a.m., but it's dark, right? So depending on where you are, just give a call and share what's been the most influential thing that's happened to you thus far today. Okay, and I think that it's Thursday. All right. It could be Wednesday. I could be too fast. It could be Friday. And I could be too slow. But one thing about Blog Talk Radio is social networking and on the Hymnalog show is most valued. So as long as we are engaging with one another and we're being given the opportunity, like the great Blog Talk Radio allows us to do, I think that's going to suffice for whatever time is in regards to the essence. Okay. So I once again, thank you for this one. I don't know where we are totally, the 60s, 70s episodes, maybe 40s from where publishing. But I'll tell you something else, and it's not just here. Colleagues of mine are experiencing this. Technology is pretty challenging in the past rough month, isn't it? I was scheduled to guest on your appearance, your brand impact by Patrice in France on his show, and we had the day of. It was horrible. It was a horrible experience. I'm not saying that the total ordeal was horrible because it was so fast. I couldn't truthfully say it was horrible. It was very petty. It's minor. It's just about the computer, okay, and the technology. No one's health was in trouble or, you know, someone was about to jump off the Empire State Building and that person was here himself or anything like that. But for it to come as such a surprise, it was last minute. Everything else I was doing online and, you know, beyond was going just fine. And at that time, and I doubt he was having any problems too, but at the time we were to go on live, we actually didn't get to that day. We had to reschedule and do it at the same time the next day, that following day. And it was so weird because I could see him. He was live. And he got my, he was getting the signal too that I had joined him, but he could not see my face. And so that's happened again to some other colleague of mine, where it's just technology has been, you know, giving us the runaround. Not everybody's in this field, so, you know, it's not bothering the doctors, it's not bothering the bus drivers or other people, professionals as well, and those other fields. But where we work at, when you're into communications, and wow, talk about engineering, technology. I'm a music producer, all right, and commercially known. I have a reputation of working with state of the art. Equipment, right? Brands, okay? Kawhi, you name it, Roland, you know, Yamaha, et cetera. And I have a big sense of value for technology. Delivered me some mechanical successes, helped me produce some pretty nice records, and colleagues of mine as well. And I think without it, I would not be commercial sponsored today. For the past shucks, I'd say half of this 21st century. And I'm looking forward as well. And you know, it's a big deal. Kind of, but not just me, so I can't really just run into coach and see what's going on underneath my hood, you know? Colleagues of mine are experiencing those things. It was really rough. I was on the telephone customer service line yesterday because I was trying to get homework done. Everything was fine days before, and just yesterday, I don't know where, something happened, you know? The device, I was like, well, I don't know if it's the device or if it's the software. So, and then, just let me tell you another thing here. I get on with customer service. Customer service says, on the end of it, we're having like a closing conversation. We've troubleshooted, troubleshot. I don't know if that's a real word. We've troubleshot. Can I say trouble blog? Can I blog troubleshot? Okay. Troubleshooted. I don't know. I don't know. Troubleshooted doesn't sound grammatically correct. If someone said he shooted her or she shooted him, you know. I talked with the representative at the customer service center where my particular device comes from and I was experiencing this with, and so that I wanted to like get some instructions on how to resolve it, the issue. And so if you've ever heard of it, I'm sure you know most of you have. I think everyone really has. But there's a such thing that happens with vehicles. More commonly and popular is the home security system. You know, you've got a code you put in before you leave out, which means the door is still opened or openable. But once you've opened it, you put a code in, as opposed to you, like a conventional key. You've got to have the door closed either side to lock it or and unlock it, right? With the security system, it's open first, right? You set it, then you close it, so you ignite your house, right? And so this thing is metaphorically, right? Don't try that at home. So my device went into a locking phase. I was right in the middle of a homework assignment. I was like, okay. So I started over again. Obviously, I have the power back on. And I'd say about 10 minutes or so into my assignment, it happens again. So it happens a total of 3 times. And before I decide, I'm going to call someone to find out what's going on. Right? Okay. So I call and we troubleshoot. We were just troubleshooting, all right? And then we made it out, okay? We made it out, and so I'm asking now that that's happened, what is this function with regard to this particular device? Right? The representative says to me, well, you know, if I don't know. You know, I'm not seeing anything on what it is, right? The definition of it, right? And so I say, well, I'm familiar with the mechanism, right? Locking, I get it. Like an iPhone or a smartphone or Android does that, right? With the screen. If it stays unused, if you don't swipe it or anything for so long, it turns off. And then if you've got your lock code set in, you've got to re-enter your lock code to open yourself back into it, right? And I think that's for security purposes, right, obviously. And I'm just thinking about security systems in homes. And so I say, well, I understand that locking is something that happens, but before I go to have it replaced or repaired, because she says, you know, if it you know, keeps happening, you know, you can have it go take it to the repair. I say, well, I don't want to deem it bad because it's locked. Because with security factors, locking is essential, right? It's a protective service. It's protection. So I don't want to say when something locks and it belongs to me that it's done me an inconvenience or injustice. It's locked in the essential time frame which I'm using it to, right? And so I want to know what, in regard to this device, the locking function is designed for with this particular software. Like, when does that happen? Can you give me a diagnosis-based type or type of a case study instance where this will happen in a conventional way that will, you know, just make it more essential for me that it that it happens, because I didn't manually click it on or, you know, select such a feature. And she had no idea how to explain what the locking mechanism or function is. But she could continue to tell me, or to suggest to me, that if it continues to lock, one of the couple of options is to have it come forget. And so it's interesting how we translate and transpose our conversations and words. Wow. It's got a message. What? Well, I'll tell you what. It seems like C. Grit, Noble Man Entertainment, is going to be joining us on the air shortly, this segment. We might have to secretly drill him on what locking is. I'm just joking. I would not on this air live on Blog Talk Radio announce that we were going to secretly drill Cedric about what locking is on the device. I don't think I'd do that. Right. So yeah, but I just got a message from him that he would call me in about 10. So I think that's 10 minutes, right? And if he does, that's gonna be great. And if not, we'll see about how soon can we have him on as a guest, so we might be able to undrill him about what the locking mechanism is, okay? Yeah. He's a dear brother of mine. He's been to, year after year, family, holidays, meet, gatherings, dinners, Thanksgiving, Christmas, around the year, around the clock. But he's a music producer as well, partner of mine. We met back around 2003. And we were on the road performing live by 2005. Give us some time to put together the enterprise between Sound City and Nobleman, and get enough support too. I tell you, it was interesting. He and I had a conversation not long ago about some guests who came who were in this one city we were in. We were roomed and boarded. The day before we were scheduled to perform, right? And that night we were rehearsing. It just so happened that some of the supplies were left out in the car. And so I decided to go out to the car. I'm kind of the one that's looking out, because I'm the managing guy, right? I'm leading the pack. I don't lead Nobleman, but when Nobleman and Sound City joined, C. Grit decided, I think, to chase the wind with Sound City, and we lodged in Nobleman Entertainment during that time, and so I'm the one that's going outside this new town, okay? It's still in America, but, you know, you got to play the role. So I go outside, and I'm thinking, don't try your world, you know, when you're visiting, we might get missing. And it's funny I just say that. I go out to the car, I open the door, I get the supplies out that are missing, right? And I close the door, I'm headed back into the room, and in the shrubs that are lined up on the side of the building itself, is a party of three, ducked down like they're in the military, spying and like eavesdropping at our window. I don't say anything to them. I pretend I don't see it. I keep a straight face. And I re-enter the room. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on here, man? All you have to do is knock on the door or just say something to us. Who knows how long you guys have been out here anyway, you people? You know? What in the, did you guys actually, like, almost close the door with us? Or, like, did you just get here? Like, who knows? If we had got everything out, who knows how long, who knows what was going on, right? Just case circumstance. So, you know, he's been with me through some funny experiences. And he just messaged me. We had a conversation. We reminisce about that all the time. It kind of helps us remember how special we are to some people, though. You know, some people really think we're special. And that was kind of now me. I don't know. I'm pretty spontaneous. Pretty spontaneous, but I think wide and abroad when I'm thinking I'm going to be spontaneous. I don't think really narrow, you know. I don't think in a nutshell, you know, very good. And so that was kind of weird because it was close proximity. I don't do spontaneous really close. I do logic. You know, if I'm going far out across the globe, I think spontaneous. I might not return, but so what? Geronimo, you know. And I don't know. It was a funny thing, though. It was a funny thing to see myself behave in a kind of a subtle, humble manner. And so at the time, I was like, wow. I, like, walked right out and just, I don't know, walked past it like a movie had already been shot from just there. You know, a score? Oh, wow. Trust me. Just imagine. Dave Chappelle or somebody like Kevin Hart. Martin Lawrence, absolutely Adam Sandler, one of my favorites. It's probably some little shit around Adam Sandler's category because it seemed to be a little cultural. it was home based, you know. Right outside of our room, there's shrub, there's holly. You know what? If you know your shrubs, any, those that are in the lawn and gardening, you know, better homes, things like that. Holly's out is popular, okay, commercial properties. So we're at the motel, and there's, I don't know, there's hollies all around the place. The Holter culture is that designed that way, lots of hollies. And I go out to the car, I come back. On the way back, I'm just looking around because I'm sightseeing. I'm looking at this place, how nice it looks. You know, when you're out of town, everything's brighter and it looks a lot nicer. I'm looking around. I see people ducked behind. They're between the building and the holly, right, on the back side of the holly. Wow, like pine straw, I tell you. And I'm serious. And they were all squatting down, you know. And I was like, I'm not going to blow this moment for us all. I'm that kind of spontaneous. Like, I get it. You feel something special. I'm not going to blow this. So if you want to stay in the bushes, stay in the bushes. You know, I never saw that. And it was after we performed, before I told the rest of the team that what I had witnessed. I'm not going to say experienced. I witnessed it. Yeah. So if you got anything that's happened to you influentially today thus far, call the guest call-in line 515-605-9789. I think what I'm going to do while we go on a break here shortly is see if I can get Sigrid on the line with us, and maybe he can help explain it. You know, what might have been the cause for it? Maybe you can take us a little bit into his dynamic and how he probably, though he didn't come out and see himself with his own two eyes, how he contributed to that. So it doesn't look like it was just something that was all about me. All right. I'm going to have him on if I can. And I'm just checking right now the messages. I've not let you go. Trust me, you can always actually use your time wisely and call the guest caller in line and speed things up on these slow moments. At 515-605-9789. It says, the reason I'm on the air, I am a certified broadcaster. It is the reason. As sure as radio is a public service, it's the reason I'm on. It's for you to call in when you don't feel like becoming a broadcaster, but you do want to know what's going on in your community, for you to use this vessel to reach your community, right? Reach your world. So call once again. The guest call-in line or number is area code 515-605-9789. And share what's happened to you this morning, what's been influential, what's inspired you to go on for the rest of the day, to not give up today. Or, you know, if you're going to invert, then who's motivating you the most? Who's inspiring the most? Who's your favorite invert? All right, who's your favorite comedian? You can always bring a random topic to radio. Let no other broadcaster convince you, all right, nor convince ye, or convince thou, that radio is a structured system, all right, or program. It's if it seems that way, it's because people are articulating it such. In a way that would make that happen. Also, if you're able to attend the podcast guesting master class today at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., I assume you can reach out to me at 850-405-3464. Broadcaster himself, Victor Williams, will give you the link, the information, as sure as you leave your contact info, how I can reach you, an email or something of the sort. I will avail the link to you, and you can attend the podcast guesting masterclass today at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be pretty splendid. On the panel, trained and very proficient podcasting trainer who's going to give you some of the points of leverage when it comes to attracting an audience, building a brand, making an impact, and improving, honing, or you know, tweaking your appearance, your appeal, and those kind of things, you know. So if you're really into public speaking, being a public entity, or working in the commercial marketplace field, particularly on the floor where most people just see it as something that's keeping us out of the bounds of negative pressure, if you will, then you might find this very essential to attend it, that I'm extending the invitation to you. And giving thanks to the instructor as well for availing the opportunity for me and my colleagues as well. We learn a lot. I'm glad you had a chance to, tune in thus far. Once again, while we do a commercial, I'm going on to reach out to C. Grit, Nobleman Entertainment. See, my old Sound City brother wants to help me out while we visit the past once again. Yeah, I see. All right. want to reach out to him. I see it's a need for me to know. Thanks for tuning in so far. I will see you when I get back on the next one, the next segment. Blog Talk Radio, the Hymn of the Law, Show Me the Williams.